Coming up 9 o'clock, I will talk with the president and CEO of the Graham Health System. That'll be Bob Seneff, be in studio with us coming up at 9:05. And our usual guy that we've known for, I know personally, for quite a few years. It is John Green from Youth Acres and their annual Morel Mushroom Drawing, which normally has taken on the air. A little bit different setting this year. We'll talk about that. That'll be coming up on May the 16th. We'll talk about Outward Ingersoll, some of the other things, the upkeep out at the Youth Acres. But, John, always great to see you. Always have we go back way back. I mean, so far back that I don't probably know, probably either one of us know how we first met. But it goes back all the way back to maybe when I was going out to Youth Acres as a kid. I mean, growing up way long time ago, going out there for church or, you know, scouts or something like that. But you have been an integral part of the upkeep of Youth Acres and keeping it moving forward. But you have a lot of good volunteers, a lot of people on the board there that helps out, right?
I do that. And you mentioned a long time ago, there used to be a picture in here of you as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I remember you as a kid coming out there. And I was a kid, too.
But, yeah.
Church camp, Boy Scouts.
Absolutely.
But we had a lot of fun. And, yes, I do have on our board, they come out and help out there. And we've got 12 people on our board. You mentioned that our drawing is May the 16th for our morel mushrooms. Mm-hmm. We're doing it, like you said, a little bit different this year. We're doing it business after hours. And I'm really tickled that they were coming out there this year. And it's normally they come out in the fall, like for winter mm-hmm. rose, but they're doing it in the spring this year.
And part of that is, again, selling a lot of mushroom tickets. And those are sale for $2. And where can people start purchasing some of those there, John?
Okay. We got tickets at the VFW, American Grill, of course, mm-hmm. And American Legion. The Chamber of Commerce has got some.
Okay.
And any board member, I'll give you my phone number and a couple phone numbers and you can call. And my phone number is 635-9829. Mm-hmm. And then you can call Tim Lindsay, 224-6493. And we'll get you the mushroom tickets at a raffle.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody said, oh, they're going to be plentiful this year, but they might be painful, but
you've had some touch and go moments, haven't you?
Oh, very, very much. All every year, I just wonder if we're going to get them.
Yeah.
But you know, there's some people can't go out in the woods and get the mushrooms, but we're offering these just a drawing. You know, you buy the ticket, you might win.
Yeah.
You may not win.
And you get from all over people who purchase the tickets, and something you're going to do a little bit differently this year. You're going to have actually three different type of drawings as well, right?
I do want to touch on base on that.
Yeah.
It's our 10th year we've doing this, so we're doing a anniversary thing. We're doing 4 pounds for the first drawing, 2 pounds for the second drawing, and 1 pound for the third drawing. And hopefully that we get this 7 pounds of mushrooms.
You know, it's one of the things that you and I talked several years ago when we first met when I was broadcasting out at the Friendship Festival. And we had a connection here from our past and everything like that. And John and I has pretty much kept on the same page. He's always in here bugging me and doing things. And come on, Leon, put me on the air again, you know. So, but John is a guy who has a great passion for keeping up for Youth Acres and providing a great environment for kids. I mean, it's just a terrific gem that we have out at the Canton Lake, isn't
it? Absolutely. You know, we're very fortunate to have that kind of land for kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's 70 acres out there, and, you know, they can come out and camp out there in tents or cabins or bungalows,
mm-hmm.
Or just come out and look around, you know. We like to show it off.
When we do like the drawing for the mushrooms and everything, money goes right back to the facility there. So I know you're going to be adding some electricity right out there.
Absolutely, Leon. We always tried to improve the grounds out there,
mm-hmm.
and we built a new shelter, so we want to put electricity in it. So the money from the mushroom raffle goes for the buying the wires and the connectors and that for our new shelter. So
yeah.
It'll be very nice.
Yeah, we're with John Green from Youth Acres, and their mushroom drawing will be May the 16th. And one of the things we wanted to mention, because tomorrow is the 10th and final Chicken for Charity, and Kim and a lot of her staff, and I know John, he's laughing here because he never was able to kind of pin me down to wear the chicken suit over the 10 years. So, but there was, you know, there's some close calls. I've been able to escape several. I mean, I had some excuse for different things like that over the years, but Kim and that has really been a very important part of a lot of fundraising and some of the things you're able to do out to Youth Acres too as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, I do want to mention that I do have a chicken suit out in my car, and I think it's going to fit you.
I think it will fit you.
I'm
going to be broadcasting at Perkins Seed House tomorrow, 11 to 1.
Take a break.
So I'm pretty close. I know that Kim's coming down because she's catering. She's catering the lunch tomorrow at the Perkins Seed House.
Oh, is she? What time is that? I might come for lunch.
I think last year we had great tacos and those type of things. So about between 11 and noon.
But Kim has been a big asset to Acres, and I appreciate everything she's done for us. And if it probably wasn't for her and her family, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah, because you were one of the first to help out, and literally were volunteers and stuff during the first Chicken for Charity event.
I think so. We had a lot of fun, and I think maybe I had a chicken outfit on that night.
You were driving a golf cart. I know you were doing that. So I know that was, and I think I've seen you walking up and down the sidewalk there a couple of different times with the chicken outfit on.
I think so.
See, he's a better sport than I am. I am a chicken. You know? So, John, also we want to mention, because I know you got to get back to, got to pick up some kids here a little bit here for the bus for the district here, but Outward Ingersoll coming up on May the 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's been another huge event for you as well. So this is several years now you've been able to do that, right?
This will be our fifth year.
Wow.
And we are very excited about them coming out. They you know, when you see 300 people or whatever it is in there, and there's parents, there's teachers, there's kids, there's people just come out there and look, see what's going on. It's nice for them to come out there and have fun.
Yeah, you've added several different things. You've added a shooting range kind of type of setup for bow type of thing and a couple of different things are happening.
We have a new BB gun range and archery range that we use, and the school started using it. Outward of Ingersoll started using it last year. And the kids like shooting a bow and arrows.
Oh, better believe it.
And it's a lot of fun. We have the new BB gun archery range. It's got a top over it. And so if it's raining, you can get underneath it. So.
And again, with the money from the mushroom hunting, again, they're going to help out with some electricity out to there. So it's all goes right back into making and, again, keep up a lot of the activities and things
absolutely.
You're able to go there year round. So.
You know, and we. We like improving our place out there. Each year when we have our chicken and noodle, you know, we take part of our money and put it right back in. Then the other part is our expenses. And so we appreciate people coming out in January when we have our chicken and noodle.
Absolutely. John, always great to see you. Have a great day. We just appreciate it. Again, some of the places folks can pick up tickets. You mentioned American Grill will have some. Who else will have some of the mushroom tickets?
The VFW, the American Legion, the Chamber of Commerce.
All right.
And go get a ticket.
Yeah, if you have any questions, you can call me. I can get a hold of John easily. We'll get you some tickets there. So, John, great to see you. Have a great day, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Youth Acres, and again, the activity coming up, their business after hours at Youth Acres coming up on May 16th.